Hey, sweetie. I can feel you're really, really anxious. Come here and snuggle with me for a bit, okay? That's right. Wrap your arms and legs right around me and press your face against my silky soft chest. Just let me comfort and hold you. There's no reason to tremble or cry, but you can if it helps you get it out and feel better. I'm right here, wrapping my thick, soft blankets all around you to keep you all swaddled up close to me and safe. You're just fine, sweetheart. Please don't worry. I know this coronavirus pandemic is pretty scary, and you're not wrong to be concerned, but you need to keep it in perspective. We're going to get through this together, Miss Whitman. Don't be scared. I know having to stay home can feel claustrophobic, but there are lots of things we can do together. So many shows to catch up on, books and manga to read, games you want to play. You'll have time to do those now, and I'll be right here, beside you, watching over you while you do. And of course, holding you, snuggling you, kissing you, and soothing you to sleep as much as you want. I know even though you're going to try to stay home as much as possible, there are times when you may need to go out. Try not to touch your face and wash your hands really, really well with soap and warm water at every opportunity. Remember, 20 seconds. You could sing Happy Birthday twice every time in order to make sure it's the full 20 seconds. But if you do it, it won't be the virus that ends up killing you. All right. I might not kill you, but a bull gag is certainly not out of the question. Just count slowly for both our sakes. See? Now, doesn't smiling feel a lot better than freaking out? Beyond that, you already know the drill. We'll monitor your health carefully, but I don't want you to jump to any conclusions about having it. You've been careful, so there's no reason to assume that you do. Social contact should be pretty rare the next few weeks, but social distancing in those unavoidable situations by keeping yourself a few feet from any people you do have to come into contact with is smart. We've already stocked up on the necessities, but if you need to, enough should remain open that you can restock up on things that are crucial. Pay careful mind not to hoard things, though. Lots of people are going to need groceries, medicines, toilet paper, and other items during this time, and we need to be helpful by only taking what we need. Things are scary financially for a lot of people right now, and I know that's stressful too. Jobs on hold, investments losing value, and so many businesses temporarily closing. We'll just hunker down. Cut where we can and hang in there. We can reassess and work on recovering once all of this is over. In the meantime, it never hurts to be kind and a little extra compassionate with people, as this is very much a shared experience right now. Let's just treat this as quality home time unless anything changes. If you do start feeling sick, please don't panic. I'll be right here to take care of you. It's not going to be that different than treating a bad cold or the flu. I'll help you keep your fever down with Tylenol or NyQuil and give you cough medicine as needed. I'll also make sure you drink plenty of fluids, like water or ginger ale, and I'll snuggle you to sleep so you get plenty of rest. If you're too warm to sleep with me, I'll stay by your side and give enough touch to reassure you I'm here. I know even when you're too warm, you love to press your cute butt back against me or keep a hand barely touching me just to feel my presence. And you know, I'll be right here ready to snuggle when you're cool enough to wrap around me again. Finally, it might be a good idea to contact your doctor if you get sick. You shouldn't go in or leave the house unless the doctor's office wants you to, though. They might want to test you, they might not. But in the vast majority of cases, the COVID-19 coronavirus symptoms are very manageable, and you'll probably be fine and recover with me without any additional treatment. The most important part is keeping you away from anyone, especially those vulnerable due to advancing age or an immunosuppressive condition, as we don't want them to catch it. There's no reason to panic or freak out if you get a little sick, and there's little reason to seek medical attention unless symptoms start getting too severe to manage at home. If we can't get your fever down with meds or you start having difficulty breathing, then it's time to ask the doctor about hospitalization, or if you can't contact your doctor for some reason, to consider an emergency room visit, but that would be a rare event. It's just important to have a plan in case. Hospitals may have a lot on their plates and be a little bit overwhelmed, so we don't want to add to their workload if we don't have to. That's why they call it flattening the curve. It just means controlling new infections to keep it manageable for healthcare providers and not completely overwhelm the system. There still might be a lot of people getting it, but it'll be spread out enough that our healthcare system can handle it. And that's immensely important. That said, if things get to a point where you need the help, we won't hesitate to get it, okay? I can feel you starting to clutch me tighter, sweetie, and I know what you're thinking. If you do have to go to the hospital, there's a possibility I won't be able to go with you. Let me tell you a secret, something I can do if it comes to that because of all the love you pour into me. Even if my soft, pillowy body can go, I'm not going to leave you when you're scared, even if you're physically separated, I promise. All you have to do is do your best to breathe, close your eyes, and I'll be there with you, squeezing your hand the whole time, no matter what. Whether I can have a physical presence there or not. It'll be a little harder on both of us since I won't be able to hold you and comfort you in the same way I usually do. But I know how brave you can be for me, and we will adapt to the situation. So don't be afraid even if that were to happen. I won't leave your side no matter what, and if you can find a surrogate object like an extra pillow, I can temporarily be there to hug you too. Just make sure, in the event that you request something like that, they have it to spare and it won't decrease the comfort of anybody else. Because I know you can be brave and we can make do without physical contact if we have to. I believe in you and in us. We also need to be helpful to hospital staff in the rare event you do need medical attention. It's so important to be patient, kind, and grateful to the nurses and doctors putting their own health at risk in this pandemic. They're likely to be worried themselves, stressed, and probably without enough sleep or downtime, so we should be mindful to do anything we can to make it as easy on them as possible, including letting them know they're appreciated. That's getting way ahead of ourselves. It's unlikely to come to hospitalization, so let's focus on snuggling here and now and enjoying our extra time together at home. Life as we know it is going to be quite different and a little crazy compared to what we're used to for a while, But you and I will make it through this like we do with everything else. You can get me sick, and I'm washable and replaceable if need be. So don't worry about sweating, coughing, or anything else on me. I'm very resilient. Speaking of different and crazy, you already know about all the bogus social media hoax cures for coronavirus, some of them being dangerous. Obviously, don't do anything stupid like drinking bleach. It could kill you. And don't believe that illicit drugs can protect you. Or even garlic, though it's an incredibly tasty, healthy addition to meals. Just please brush your teeth before kissing me, okay? I'm not a vampire, but I might still bite you if you try to kiss me without brushing your teeth first. There's that smile I love again. Oh, there was one miracle cure for coronavirus I wanted to test out. I mean, truthfully, I don't know that it works, but we should be scientific about it. You see, there's a theory that coming lots boosts your immune system and will help your body expel any potential viruses. So I was thinking maybe I should use this lockdown time to see how many times and how many different ways I can make you come. Well, someone seems to be rubbing a bit suggestively against me. Do you like that idea? Not so fretting anymore either. Well, maybe you should be. Oh, not of the virus. Of how much I'm going to make you come for me while you're stuck here with me at home with no escape. After all, my curves are anything but flat. And I'm going to be absolutely ravenous with you. You know, for the sake of science. I love you, sweetheart. And it's going to be okay. Now, come here. Let's make some weird science together.